These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright. 2017. Of the Arthur Bill House, built around 1888. Perched prominently on the southern edge of the then-rising Prospect Hill neighborhood, the house that Arthur Irving Bill built in 1888 must have looked unusually modern to Victorian eyes. With its uncluttered lines and lack of appreciable ornament, the design borrowed generously from the emerging arts and crafts movement that was sweeping across England. But Bill, a partner in a local printing firm, an editor of a newspaper with strong Republican leanings, knew enough not to cause passers-by too much visual distress. The house also incorporated features of the earlier Queen Anne style, whose popularity had not yet faded, and which is well represented by the adjoining house at 191 Prospect Street. If you look at the photograph from 1894, you will see that the large veranda was not part of the original plan. The architectural historian Robert Schweitzer has described Bill's house as a, quote, very, very early version of the American four-square type. It has mostly Victorian Queen Anne-style elements, but with the beginning squareness and large dormers of the later four-square or box type, so popular in the 1910s and 1920s. One does not come across this type very often, and I would guess that it was unique in your town. Close quote. Bill, with his wife Jenny, their children Charles, Pauline, and Beatrice, were living here in 1900 with two servants. Jenny died in 1907, and Arthur remarried to Ella Delia Buck in 1908. Arthur died in 1943, and Ella in 1948. The story this house tells is not just about the upper-middle-class Bill family who lived here for more than 60 years. It is also about the men and women who made the Bills' manner of living possible. Mary Phillips and Mary Kiley were two young Irish domestics who lived and worked here at the time of the 1900 census. Wilbur Kilbourne, whose widowed mother worked at American Thread and who left his signature on the framing behind a window in the sunroom around 1914. Daniel Druin, who scrawled his name on the wall that he papered in the front parlor on December 29, 1944. Matilda Henson, a 55-year-old widow from Sweden, was a hired girl in 1920, a 66-year-old servant in 1930, and still with the family as a 77-year-old cook in 1940, along with Anna Duby, another domestic who lived here at the same time. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.